What's going on?
Facelifting. You must be the heir apparent. Go into love.
Are you the new decorator? Did you do all this?
For money. Right here, Ito.
Ito, what are you made up for? Where's my aunt?
Missy, dress now.
What's that?
It's a sofa. Danish modern. You find it every place. Except Denmark. Your aunt made it very explicit. She said she didn't want a sofa that sat around singing, "Nearer my God," to me.
Yeah, but do you like it?
She's not paying me to like it. She told me she wanted a tombstone for a coffee table. I'd get her a tombstone for a coffee table, and it would be a good tombstone. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go out and buy one for myself.
You should have told my aunt that.
I did.
You know, you're the first honest interior decorator she ever had, Miss...
Dean Ryan, unincorporated.
Hi.
Hi.
By the way, where is my aunt?
You've already asked her.
Did I?
Relax. People get married every day.
I'm not getting married every day. I'm getting married 3 weeks from Tuesday.
Congratulations.
Why, Patrick?
Auntie Mame, what's the idea of all this?
No, I don't want to hear a word out of you. I simply held you drive up to Mountbank. Doris insisted.
That part's all right. They adored you. But why did you have to change?
Oh, I'm so relieved. Now, I've tried to make everything perfect for you tonight. And to give the Upsons as cozy a time as they gave me.
Oh, I forgot the horror.
Oh, but Dean, don't say that. Why, there's such a surge and a flow to the whole room.
You mean there's more?
Oh, wait till you see this divine, the damnedest thing I ever bought.
Auntie Mame, I don't suppose it's really necessary to say this. But with glorious folks and all, well, I hope you won't let your language get too, well, too vivid.
Oh, I won't use one teensy-weensy SOB all evening.
Good. And another thing, politically, I guess you gathered they're on the conservative side.
I'm only wearing Republican clothes.
Could somebody give me a hand with this ladder?
Oh, Patrick, be a little gentleman and help me, will you?
Sure.
Now, now, Agnes, mustn't nibble. You'll get fat.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Briggs. I tried to do everything you tell me. You're so wonderful. Why, nobody else would have taken me in my hour of need. I'll never be able to thank you.
Oh, twaddle. I'm the grateful one. You've given me a new interest, someone to look after, now that I'm losing Patrick.
I wish I had somebody to look after.
You will, dear, you will.
Where do you want me to set this up?
Right where you are, it's fine.
What's that thing supposed to be anyway?
Oh, you don't like it.
Well, it might be a little avant-garde for the Upsons.
McGee, take it right down. I want everything to be perfect for Patrick tonight.
I think it's very unusual.
What the hell is Agnes doing here?
Well, where else would she be in her friendless condition?
This is one thing the Upsons simply won't understand.
Well, we don't have to say anything, and believe me, they won't notice.
Won't notice? Oh, my God, they're here.
I hope they get this thing down.
Never mind, leave it up. Just get that ladder out of here.
Oh, Ito, Nora, somebody answer the door.
I'll get it!
Well, I'm going to.
Now, now, Agnes, Patrick is right. I want you to go up to your room and stay there.
But what will I do, Mrs. Spirit?
Need Agnes sleep. Please, Dr. Gazelle. Welcome to the Burnside Fireside.
Good to see you, Mamie. You don't look a day older.
A little glory. How I've been looking forward to this evening.
I can't tell you how pleased I am to see you again. My.
Hi, everybody. Glory.
Go sit down.
Thank you.
Are you comfortable down there, Doris?
Oh, it's so interesting.
Now, I know you're all just perishing for something to drink after that long drive down the parkway. Ito, bring in the punch.
What's that thing hanging there?
Oh, it's an abstraction, non-representation.
Mrs. Burnside, how am I ever going to stop this nephew of yours from using such big words?
Right! Lord!
Why, Mr. Babcock, how good of you to come.
Oh, dear.
We better read that. Begin, will you bring in the ladder, please?
Oh, just sit down, Mr. Babcock.
Now they're almost ready. Especially Daisy Lomiso. Oh, Piggy, would you raise that a little, please? It seems to be getting in people's hair. Oh, everyone, I want you to meet Miss McGee and Ryan.
Oh, are you the aircraft, Ryan?
Oh, I'm afraid not. Just the bricklaying, Ryan.
Now, Claude, I'm not going to tell you one thing that's in these drinks, because all the ingredients are secret. Now, hold still.
Wow, what do you know?
The trick is to drink it up before all the alcohol turns away.
Hey, everybody. I feel like Miss Liberty.
Well, a friend of mine who may stop in later calls this the flaming name.
Who's dropping in later?
Oh, just family, dear. Oh, now, Doris, don't be an old brainy cat. There's nothing to be scared of. After all, we are covered by plenty of fire insurance. Now.
Are we all lit? Mr. Upson, wouldn't you be happier if I fixed you a daiquiri?
No, son, your auntie made this for me, and I'm going to drink it. Why, it looks just fine.
Hey, these are spicy. Try one of the little striped ones, Mom.
Hey, these are tasty.
What are they, dear? Just plain old pickled rattlesnakes. Oh, they're pure protein. Before they marinate them, they always remove the fangs. Oh, why, Mr. Babcock, you've gone out.
Don't bother, Mrs. Burns.
Mamie, dear, with the wedding only 3 weeks away, I just got to decide. Would you say 6 bridesmaids? Muriel Pierce had 8.
Well, then I say let's keep up with the Pierces. Agnes, I told you to stay in your room.
But Mrs. Burnside, it's 8:15, and you told me...
I told you to take your pills at 8:15.
But my casket pills are in the kitchen.
Chanting rain.
Is that a member of the family?
Damned if I know.
Member of somebody's family.
Doris, this is my secretary. She's a little... She's not quite herself.
Well, we all know about these women's things, don't we? What's your name, dear?
Gooch.
Well, you sit down beside me, Mrs. Gooch. A little expected mother always makes me feel weepy.